Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1019, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, of course, we're in the middle of the halachos of Kedima Bebrachos. If somebody is eating various different brachos, which one comes first? So I just want to explain an interesting thing. We spoke about it in the beginning. We went through the various different cases. When the halachos of Kedima Bebrachos, in other words, the order of the brachos, when it does not apply, right? We said, so just real quickly to review, if not everything is in front of me, right? The halacha is if I'm going to eat three or four different things with three different brachos or whatever, but not everything is in front of me. So good, so I can make the bracha on the thing that's in front of me. Or if everything is in front of me and I don't want to eat everything right now, whatever. I have cake in front of me and I have fish in front of me, but right now I want the fish. Either fish is shahako, but you really have to make the bracha on the cake? No, but I'm not eating the cake now. I have nothing to do with the cake. I'm not interested in cake right now. It's in front of you, but doesn't matter. So I can make a shahako on the fish. So again, it's the point we're trying to stress is the only time that these halachas apply is when everything is in front of you and you want to eat everything now. So what bracha do you make first? Fine. So, but the point is like this. So, but let's say I have a case. Let's say I have a case in time that I'm eating everything basically sort of now in the next whatever half hour. But it's not like so much the derech shabai, in other words, the derech ha'olam is that first I eat a certain thing and then the other thing. That is brought down like that in halacha. So what would be the case? I have in front of me, let's say, cake and fruits, which I'm going to have for dessert. I'm sitting down to eat lunch, right? My lunch takes me 20 minutes or whatever, fine. But my lunch is a fish, a little bit of fish and some vegetables possibly on the side. Let's say some fish and potatoes. I'm just giving an example, which is the main staple food. No washing, obviously. We're not washing for bread right now. The fish and some potatoes or whatever. So you have a shahakal, you have a hadama, right? And then after that, I have also in front of me, which I'm going to have in the same meal. I'm going to be eating it in the next 20 minutes or whatever, very shortly. I have my cake and maybe a few pieces of chocolate or whatever. So that's going to be my dessert. So the question is over here, how do we look at this? Like, maybe I have to really eat a piece of the cake first. That's mezonos. As we know, mezonos comes before all the brachas. Besides, I'm not washing, but mezonos comes first. So maybe make a mezonos and then start eating my lunch. But okay, so the answer is, Lamaisa, we could understand. The answer is over here, really, that the way that a person eats their lunch, it could be supper, it could be breakfast, it could be anything, but the way a person eats lunch, they don't start out with cake. Nobody starts, no normal person starts their meal with their dessert, right? I eat my meal. I eat my potatoes and my fish. So I have a plate. On my plate, I have, let's say, potatoes, mashed potatoes, and I have the fish. So I would make a hadama. I make a hadama on the potatoes, right? Even the mashed potatoes, the Lefi Ramosha, no matter how much they're mashed, potatoes is always hadama, according to many other places. Also, I want to always review that because people should be under the, have the understanding and understand that Lefi Ramosha, the mashed potatoes is always hadama. And I saw that other places, other major places of Ahudar, also held like that, and even if they're finely ground up, because that's how potatoes are eaten. So I make my hadama, and then I make my shahakal. I the cake. What about the cake? No. So when I finish my plate of food and I'm up to dessert, even though it might be 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, it's mamish in the same meal, you know, I'm eating it all now, basically, right? So then I could go ahead and make my mezonos because this is a regular derech shabbai. So I want to just talk about the bir halacha does talk about, in the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the bir halacha. I don't remember who it was. One of the major achrayim had a problem with it. He said it's not so pasha to say. A different case. Again, years ago, I don't know how much today, but people used to eat whiskey and cake, schnapps and cake. You know, some people maybe today also. But the schnapps and cake, I remember growing up as a kid, everybody, the schnapps and cake. So some people, mamish, like the schnapps. Better. They like the whiskey. They like the whiskey schnapps. A little whiskey in the morning is a geschmack of thing sometimes for some people. They like the whiskey better. So I want to make a bracha on the whiskey. So the question is, how do you make a bracha on the whiskey? You have the cake in front of you, right? I have the cake and I have the whiskey. So and the schnapps. So I want to make a shakal. I need a geschmack of drink, right? Where it could come up also sometimes, it's an interesting question which we have to look into a little bit, the coffee. You have coffee and cake. A lot lot of times people have a coffee and a cake. And this is going to be, they're eating it. I shouldn't say so much for breakfast. It's not the healthiest breakfast. But they have a coffee and cake, right? Or for a snack. But they like that geschmack of coffee. Many people, I know myself, the first thing they like to take in the breakfast is their coffee, right? The sip of the coffee. So they want to make a shahakal first, but what about the cake that's in front of you? You're eating it together. Your mom is eating it. This is like part of your breakfast. You know, it's not so you're eating it together. And the same thing with the schnapps, the whiskey and the whiskey and schnapps and cake. But the person wants to take a little bit of the whiskey. A geschmack, a drink of whiskey first is what they want. Open up with that, and then they can start eating the cake and even eat the cake together with the whiskey. Okay, whatever. That's a separate thing in Ikav Tafel, what bracha you make. So now I'm going to make a shahakal. So I make a shahakal because I want to take a little vodka, a little schnapps, I'm sorry, a little whiskey. Or I want to take a drink of the coffee. I want to make a shahakal. That's what I want first. So it's a little bit of a question. So the Bir Halacha has a little bit, brings in again from various Achronim that have a little bit of a problem with that. Like you push it to eating it right now together, really eating it together. Now, when I'm not talking about a case where you're dipping it in, okay, that's a different issue, a different question, like we just mentioned of Ikav Tafel. I'm not even dipping it in, but I'm eating it together. I like it together, but I want the geschmack, a little bit of whiskey or maybe the geschmack of coffee. So I want to make a shahakal first. So they, over there, that case, they bring down is a little bit different, not so posh to say that, but they're dan l'kaf schus possibly to say, possibly that at this minute, I really want the coffee. At this, they don't talk about coffee, they talk about the schnapps or whatever. But so at this minute, I really want a little bit of whiskey, a little bit of schnapps. At this minute, let's say I want a little bit of, I just want the coffee to open up. So really, I don't want the cake right now. This second, you know, first I want a drink of the coffee, even though I'll be eating and drinking it together. But I want a drink of the coffee to open up. So they're down the cups, possibly to say, that right now I, you know, for the next 30 seconds, I really want the coffee. For the next 30 seconds, let's say I really want the whiskey. But it's an interesting question. But halacha lemaisa in that case, it's mashma for sure, because they're only done the kapschus. In that case, you should really make a mezonos first. I make a mezonos and then start the coffee, because mama, she's eating it together. But by the case of the lunch, so over there, it's much different because of the fact it's mama, she's derech shabai. I sit down and I start eating my fish and potatoes. That's my main dish. And then I eat my cake, which is my dessert later on, even if it's 10, 15 minutes later, because that's the regular way that a person eats. You know, so that's the mice, a different thing. Okay, thank you for listening. That's Lachem Bracha, Kol Tov.